Executive Presence. The Art of Commanding Respect Like a CEO. Author, Harrison Monarth. The King of the Jungle. It's not that most people lack intelligence or skill or even ambition, but they haven't learned how to leverage their assets by effectively representing themselves or communicating with others to the best of their abilities. For example, the male lion isn't the smartest animal in the jungle. Great apes, elephants, and parrots are all more intelligent. Nor is he the largest animal. He isn't even the best hunter among his own pride. It's the female mate that tracks and subdues prey. What makes the lion special is the combination of his genuine power with an image and related behavior that effectively communicates that power to the world. If you want to be a lion, that is, the king or queen of your chosen profession, you need to adopt the same approach. Developing social intelligence to influence people. Social intelligence is very much about how you're perceived by others. Or, better put, the management of what will be perceived by others. It is the understanding, and when you get it right, the mastery, of what elicits a response from other people in both relationships and casual encounters, and even in front of an audience full of strangers. The five dimensions of social intelligence. 1. Presence. Your presence, from your hair to your voice, to your movements, communicates your self-worth and confidence, as well as the level of respect you have for others, and the occasion. 2. Clarity. The goal is to get others to appreciate you and follow you, and the clearer you are about what you want and expect, the sooner that will happen. 3. Awareness. It is the ability to read people and respond with behaviors that fit the situation. 4. Authenticity. If awareness is your social radar, authenticity is playing to the social radar of others by being genuine, honest, and respectful. 5. Empathy. When you communicate empathy, you are saying that we are on the same page, the same team, and that anything I ask you to do is taking your situation into consideration, and I have confidence that you can accomplish the goal even though it's difficult. Gaining compliance. The way you assert your leadership and get others to do their part will define the way you're perceived by everyone around and above you. There are many ways, hundreds in fact, to get compliance. A few steps to gain compliance. Shake them up. Do the unexpected. Call an off-site meeting, bring in food, play music, be counterintuitive. Generate interest and curiosity, knowing that substance must reside directly beneath the fun and games. By doing this, you'll be closing the gaps between what they believe and know, and what you want them to achieve. Add value. Attention lasts for only a blink or two, and so you need to seize the moment. They will assess your motives as a knee-jerk reaction, and you must move to inject value, that you will not be perceived as manipulative. Be a storyteller. When you tell a story, people immediately switch into a different gear that puts business on hold and creates an island of introspection. They'll be looking for meaning and a relationship in your shared world, so give it to them, in terms that will keep them on the edge of their seats. When the outcome promises a rosy future, they immediately will cast themselves into the key roles of the story. Be human. It's highly effective in bringing an emotional context to request buy-in. The goal is to make employees feel your recommendations rather than just hear them. Be the real deal. Your credibility is always the pivotal variable in terms of how people respond to what you're asking of them. Make sure you're on solid ground, and if you're not, bring the data and the reinforcements necessary to qualify you as their leader. Persuasion without manipulation. Whether you are the CEO of a Fortune 500 company, the owner of a small business, or the manager of a small group of direct reports, there's more than having the ability to influence others to change their attitudes and behaviors. This ability is anchored in the recognition of the difference between persuasion and manipulation. Below are a number of principles that will vastly and quickly increase your ability to persuade ethically. 1. The supply control principle. There are situations in which using a limited supply of time or benefits can be very compelling factors in terms of exerting influence. This is called the law of scarcity. And when it is used by enlightened communicators, it can translate into abundance in terms of positive outcome. 2. The authority principle. Research has shown that people listen more carefully and trust more quickly when their information comes from a source they perceive as an authority. 3. The likability principle. People more easily trust those they like. Likability ties in directly with similarity. We trust those who are similar to us. To influence others with likability, you have to express genuine interest in them. 4. The experience principle. We experience life in multiple ways, all of them sensory. A knowledgeable communicator knows how to bring the sensory, experimental realm into presentations in a manner that adds credibility and trust within the context of the intention of the exchange. 5. The highlighter principle. When we're trying to get a message across and influence others, we naturally tend to focus on what supports our argument and play down what might be contrary to it. As we highlighted the information we consider important to our message, we have to be careful not to omit information that speaks to the needs, values, and goals of the audience. Secrets to managing interpersonal conflict and improving relationships. Anyone aiming for a top-level spot on the organizational flowchart as an executive knows that no matter what the culture is or how involved the people who constitute it are, conflict is going to happen. At the end of the day, success depends not on its avoidance, which is not going to happen, but on how well you land the airplane or sew up the patient. 10 powerful ways to resolve conflict and restore harmony. 1. Use active listening. 2. Separate the positions from the issues. 3. Understand and validate. 4. Empathize. 5. Implement boundaries and expectations. 6. Be tactful. 7. Explore the issues and alternatives. 8. Use I statements. 9. The power of stroking. Stroking the other person says that you aren't attacking her character and haven't lost respect for her, only that in this instance you disagree with something that was said or done. 10. Attack the issue, not the person. What does your personal brand say about you? We live in a society that defines itself through the phenomenon of branding. We rarely describe our favorite jeans by their color or style, we identify them by their brand. Although we don't tend to think of it this way, the phenomenon of branding is just as persuasive and influential for individuals. No matter how narrow a segment they are targeting, they want to show that they are worthy, talented, or downright cool. To build a consistent brand that keeps building on itself, you need to be authentic, be likable, over-deliver, stand for something, be timely, be unpredictable, create a culture, get involved, be accessible, keep your promises. The presence and essence of the effective CEO have changed markedly in the last 2 decades. And since the techniques are available to all and the standards are now universal, there is no hiding behind a title. Executive presence is the key to moving up, and once you're there, to becoming optimally effective.